The Republican National Committee voted last week to censure two Republican members of Congress investigating the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. The move sparked a backlash among some Republican members of Congress, including Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Here he is talking at a press conference on Tuesday.
The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Republicans in the House of Representatives defended the move, revealing divisions that still exist within the party over January 6th and the 2020 presidential election. We're taking a closer look at those divides and the way some are playing out here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the Republican National Committee's decision to censure two fellow Republicans? When do you think a party should punish its own? How about former Vice President Pence saying he didn't have the ability, the power to overturn the 2020 election, and the response that's gotten from former President Trump and his supporters? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. I'm happy to be on with you.
Big picture, before we look into some of the specific disputes here, we've got a few different cases just in the news this week about disputes within the Republican Party, within legislative caucuses, even related to the 2020 elections and the January 6th insurrection. How significant do you see this debate being now?
I think it is quite significant because we're seeing these fissures at the state level, as you mentioned, in other states, also at the national level. And we're not that far off from the midterm elections. And the Republicans are poised, for historical reasons and also for because of things that are going on currently, they're poised to do well in the midterms. And I'm not surprised to hear Mitch McConnell basically asking them to stop going after each other.
I want to listen to some more of what Mitch McConnell said this week about the RNC calling January 6th legitimate political discourse. This is a phrase used in the censure of the two Republican members of Congress. Here's a little more of what he had to say to reporters.
We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was.
Many influential Republicans would argue that point, this definition of even what happened on January 6th. Susan, can you talk about that split in the Republican Party?
Yeah, I think the issue of referring to what Representatives Cheney and Kinzinger are engaged in as persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse, and I'm quoting from the resolution there, that's really what has caused this uproar this week and pushback from a lot of Republicans. I think that if the RNC would have stopped at calling out Kinzinger and Cheney for their participation, we would not have seen this backlash. It's that phrase there about ordinary citizens engaging in legitimate political discourse that has really set off a lot of people in the Republican Party, more so than we've seen, I would say, since actually January 6th. I mean, if you think about it, on January 6th and 7th and 8th, there were a lot of Republicans who were coming forward and saying what happened was unacceptable, beyond unacceptable, an insurrection, violent, can never happen again. And then we saw a moving away from that rhetoric, and many Republicans who were quite strong on the 6th, someone like Lindsey Graham, for example, then kind of modified their statements to the point where now a lot more people in the Republican Party are on that not so critical side of things. But this comment, this resolution at the RNC seems to have spiked again the resistance in the Republican Party to how it's being characterized.
Then we had, as I mentioned, former Vice President Pence saying, responding to President Trump, Pence saying he did not have the authority, didn't have the power to overturn the election results from 2020. Former President Trump had just said he had. Vice President Pence, his supporters have been reporting lately, we're getting a lot of support, a lot of donors, a lot of Republicans calling privately to say they are glad the former vice president said that. Why don't we see more public support? Why would people be unwilling to, I guess, stick their necks out in that way?
Because I think there's still a sizable percentage of the Republican Party that is supportive of the former president. And at the same time, there are significant donors to the Republican Party who want to see that part of the party turned back. And so we have people who, I've read that the Koch brothers, for example, have been longtime supporters of Vice President Pence, and they're putting money his way and support his way is one example. And it's just a split in the Republican Party. And there's the public-facing Republican Party, in my opinion, and then there's that more private Republican Party. And I guess the real question for me is, what does that private-facing Republican Party, what are they going to do if the public-facing side of the party continues to be as strong as it is?
Talking to Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater, talking about some public rifts among Republicans over the January 6th Capitol attacks and the outcome of the 2020 presidential election nationally and here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a Republican, do you want to hear your elected officials talking about investigating the outcome of the 2020 election still, or do you want to see them focused on other issues heading up to the midterm? If so, what issues? Do you think the former President Trump, should play a big role in the Republican Party of 2022? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Susan, before we move to Wisconsin, do we see precedent for this kind of a split within a party, the kind of things we're seeing among Republicans today?
Yeah, I would say that some might argue that there's a split in the Democratic Party, in fact, today. I would not say that it's as nearly as strong as what we're seeing in the Republican Party, but certainly we often see examples where you have one wing or the other of a party. You know, right now, you know, airing its grievances publicly, and what we're seeing now is a very public airing of grievances. And I also think, again, to get back to my earlier point, they're on two different paths forward in terms of what they envision is the best path forward for the Republican Party, and they're, you know, putting it out there again with the midterm elections being very much in their focus.
Turning to Wisconsin, we have Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the most powerful, arguably, Republican in the state currently, calls from a couple of county Republican parties for him to step down, criticism that he hasn't done enough to investigate the 2020 election, concerns that he retaliated against a Republican state representative who was pushing to withdraw, basically, Wisconsin's electors. What are your thoughts on the divisions you're seeing here in Wisconsin among Republicans?
It tracks very closely in my mind with the divisions that we're seeing nationally. And what we have is Speaker Voss, who is trying to maintain his party. Again, the Republican Party in Wisconsin is also going to go into the midterms fairly strong. We know that already they're likely to have the maps or very similar maps to what they were able to run on as far as redistricting. So there's that. Positive from the Republican Party perspective. There's also some of the election reforms that they're trying to put in place ahead of the 2022 election. And my assumption is that Speaker Voss is seeing this as being quite a distraction. And if they're going after voters who might straddle that middle, as the Republican candidate for governor will be doing, having the public face of the party being those who support the January 6th insurrection, who are speaking about election fraud and at those particular levels, that's not going to help the Republicans win back the governorship and hold on to the Senate seat.
Can you talk about the position Voss in particular is in? He had been pressured by President Trump. He appointed former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to do this investigation. But he's got members of his own caucus claiming that the Assembly and Senate can withdraw these electors. They can't. Legislative lawyers say they can't. He's in a position where he's being called upon to do things that he can't do, right?
Absolutely. There is no mechanism in place to recall electors. There is no mechanism in place to overturn the election now that we're 13 months out, but even from the transition of power, but even so, even on January 21st, they couldn't have done it. So this stuff cannot, it just cannot happen. And yet there are people like Representative Rampton, for example, who are arguing that it can in fact happen. And so from Speaker Voss's perspective, what he's saying is truthful. And he's also saying that he has empowered former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Gableman to do an investigation. What Speaker Voss seems to be doing now is drawing a distinction, saying that we are not looking backwards, we are looking forward. And I think that's how he is trying to frame what's going on with the Gableman investigation versus what some of these other hardcore members of the Republican Party in his state are pushing for.
We're talking to Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater, with us today to talk about divides within the Republican Party nationally and here in Wisconsin over the 2020 election outcome and the January 6th insurrection. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're looking at the Republican Party from the inside or the outside, do you want to see Republicans focusing on the 2020 elections and on January 6th, 2021? Or do you want to see them focused on other issues as we head toward a midterm election? If so, what policy issues? The Gableman investigation, is it too much? Should it be done? Or do you think it's not enough to go back and look at the 2020 election? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Right now, we're picking up our talk about differing views within the Republican Party about the 2020 election outcome, the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol, disputes happening now among members of Congress and the Republican National Committee, and here in Wisconsin as well. Susan Johnson is with us from UW-Whitewater. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you agree with a couple of the state's Republican county organizations that Speaker Robin Voss should no longer be the Speaker of the Assembly? Do you think the Republican Party should still be doing investigations of the 2020 election outcome, or do you want to see their focus elsewhere? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Michelle joins us now in Wausau. Michelle, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Michelle?
I think it's definitely important that, there's accountability in the elections. But I think right now we need to focus ahead and, we need to work towards getting the White House back. I think we need to work towards, we had peace. We had basically world peace, and look where we're at now. I think there's a lot of Democrats that voted for the current administration who I think they're in the closet, and I think there's a good chance they'll be coming out voting in 2024 for a Republican.
And Michelle, who is there somebody you would like to see on the ballot for Republicans in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Michelle, thanks a lot for the call. Susan, a lot of Republicans agree with Michelle that they think Donald Trump should run and has the best chance of taking back the White House.
Yeah, I think that former President Trump, as having been former president, has quite a significant following. Michelle is by no means alone in the hope that he will, in fact, be the person who is nominated to run again in 2024. So, like I said, she's not, her thoughts are not singular.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Bruce joins us next in Green Bay. Bruce, hi.
Hi. I guess as probably an independent, I do not understand how a Republican can vote for any Republican that's been in office over the Trump administration. They've remained silent and aided and abetted a criminal administration in Trump. And they're lauding now Vice President Pence for a year after an insurrection that's well documented in plain sight, and he finally says that what Trump did was wrong. I don't think the country can move forward until the people responsible are held accountable, to include every Republican that sat on their hands silently and aided and abetted this administration.
Bruce, thanks for the call. Bruce, also not alone, I think, in those thoughts. Susan, including some, I think a minority, some Republicans out there as well.
Right. So Bruce identified himself as an independent.
Right.
And so basically, Wisconsin, I mean, as we know, it is so closely contested that when you think about what the Republican Party and Democratic Party are hoping for, someone like Speaker Voss, I would say, wants someone like Bruce to vote Republican. And what I would think Speaker Voss is seeing is that the actions of some members of his party and what someone like Mitch McConnell is saying nationally, the actions by some members of his party, are driving people like Bruce, who potentially could be a Republican voter, away from the party. And when you have very close elections, those decisions really matter.
Thanks a lot for that call, Bruce, at 800-642-1234. Talking to Susan Johnson from UW-Whitewater about rifts within the Republican Party at the state and national levels. Again, you can join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan, we have a Republican primary for governor going on. Speaker Robin Voss had discouraged one of the main candidates, Kevin Nicholson, from getting involved, hoping former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish would have a clear path. Now we have Assembly Representative Timothy Ramphlin, who we were talking about earlier. Looks like he is going to get in the next couple days in the race. Could this be a rough primary for Republicans, given all the things we've been talking about?
I think so. And this is something that the Republicans were hoping to avoid, because we have Governor Evers, who will likely be unopposed and moving right forward toward the nomination. And so what the Republican Party was rightfully hoping for was to not have a bruising nomination fight, because then what can happen is whoever emerges from that can be somewhat hampered or weakened because of the nature of the primary election campaign. So Speaker Voss was hoping to not have that happen, and it appears that what is shaping up right now will be the race between Clayfish and then Nicholson, who is very, very well-funded, and then potentially Assemblyperson Ramphlin getting into the race, and there's a couple of others as well. And so what Representative Ramphlin might do is, or likely do, will be interjecting a lot of that Trump-type support and keeping that at the forefront, when I don't think that's what the Wisconsin Republican Party wants to see.
Is it necessarily bad, though? I remember when Scott Walker ran for governor, the Republicans tried to keep Mark Newman out of the race. He got into the race. He lost. Scott Walker won and went on to become governor. It's not necessarily that bad to have a primary, is it?
It's not the death knell, no. I mean, it's just conventional wisdom says that it would be easier if we didn't have this happening. And I think that already we have the Nicholson challenge to Clayfish, who people had seen as the front runner, given her prior political experience. And then now you have this other wild card.
Let's go back to our callers now. Ben is with us in Madison. Ben, hi.
Yeah, hi. So my opinion is that we need to come up with a good conservative Republican candidate other than Trump. We lost a year ago, you know, for a good reason. He's too divisive, and there's too many moderate Republicans who are tired of that and want to change. And to put him back up as our candidate, I think, would be futile, and we would lose.
And Ben, I know it's early. Election's still a few years off, or a couple years off. Do you have someone you'd like to see run?
You know, I'm tempted by DeSantis in Florida, but I need to keep looking more at it.
All right. Well, you've got some time. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Ben. So we heard a Republican very much in favor of former President Trump running again. Ben identifies as a conservative. Not so sure about that.
Right. And so what we see are a whole slew of Republicans, Governor DeSantis being one, former Vice President Pence being another, who are trying to capture that block of the Republican Party. And in hopes of, if Trump doesn't run, then they can be considered the front runner or be seen as a viable alternative. But I mean, the callers we've heard today all kind of are perfect representations of what the problems are in the Republican Party and what they're facing going into 2022 and 2024.
Thanks again for that call. Susan, kind of a tradition when I talk to you about big issues in the news, I know you like to bring current events into your classroom. What out of this would you take in front of your students and want to hear from them about?
Well, I often like to talk about intra-party dissension, even more so than inter-party. So this is perfect for me, both nationally and at the state level.
Why is that? Why are you more interested in intra-party dissension? Or maybe because it's more unexpected? I don't know.
Well, it's more unexpected. I think it's not something students are necessarily used to being exposed to because we think about the parties battling each other. And so it's an interesting twist to look back even historically over the history of the political parties and consider how they've always, oftentimes, I should say, had these internal battles going on.
Might be a whole subject for another show. Susan,
right.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Happy to do it.
That's Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. She was with us today to talk about divides among national and Wisconsin Republicans over issues including the January 6th Capitol attack and the 2020 presidential election. Still time to share your thoughts on who, say, you want to see run for president in 2024. If that's not too far off for you, you can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.